Whenever an attack happens, there's a natural tendency to focus on that one attack in that one country, especially if it's a place we're familiar with. Places that are less familiar to us, perhaps farther away, we tend to pay less attention to, even if those places happen to be hit repeatedly with attacks. Like Baghdad. Just 2 weeks ago, Baghdad suffered Iraq's worst terror attack since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. More than 300 people were killed when a van exploded in a commercial area of the city. Since then, three more suicide attacks in or near Baghdad have killed at least 60 more people. Sahar Issa is a journalist in Baghdad. Sahar, tell us what's happened in Baghdad since that major attack 2 weeks ago.
It is well known that whenever there is some success that is achieved by the Iraqi forces, Daesh will come into the cities like behind the lines, sneaking in this way to bring about terror to the people in Baghdad. This is something we have seen again and again. But this time, the hit was really big. The blow was really big. We are all like flabbergasted. What happened? What is this? We don't understand it. It has taken terror to a whole new level here in Baghdad.
The whole world is talking about Nice today. Meantime, Iraqis have been getting hit left and right. How do they feel right now about all this attention?
We here in Iraq perhaps are the best people who can feel for the victims of Nice today and before that in other parts of France, in Belgium, and in other parts of the world, because we know what it feels like. We know what bereavement is. We feel for the people. We feel for the families. We feel how it feels to be hit when you are not expecting to be hit. And that is terrifying. We as a people, whether it is Muslims in Iraq or Muslims elsewhere or Christians or whoever it is all over the world, all what we want is one. We want to live in peace. That's what we want. We want our children to go to schools and we want them to come back safely home. We feel for the people of Nice. At the same time, there is some skepticism, I must say, for the amount of attention that is given. Terror attacks that take place in the Western world versus terror attacks that take place in the Middle East. This has been going on, of course, for a long time. I think maybe people have come to believe that volatility is like a characteristic of the Middle East, whereas we are just people, we want to live in peace. We're trying to do it. At the same time, we do feel for the bereaved people elsewhere.
Do Iraqis even expect attention anymore from media, given all the many distractions and crises in the world?
They do expect attention. In fact, many do say, why have we been forgotten? Why has this wound been opened and left to fester and then forgotten? If the spotlight of the fourth power, which is the media, were to spotlight us more often, then people would give more attention to what's happening in Iraq. But the truth is, Iraq is a war ground. It is a regional fight that may lead to very dangerous international repercussions. It is Iran, it is Saudi, it is Turkey, it is the US, it is Russia, it is Syria, it is Daesh, it is all of these things. And in the midst of all of this, you come to think, where is Iraq? And where is the Iraqi person? Has he been submerged? Has he been forgotten?
Journalist Sahar Issa in Baghdad. Sahar, always good to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.